I am Plata on the line in Vancouver, British Columbia at thecommentary.ca. Disney on Ice returns to the Pacific Coliseum next week, Wednesday, the 27th of November through to December 1st. 56 favorite Disney stars shine in Disney on Ice presents Magic in the Stars. There's high-flying acrobatics, stunts, lighting, and special effects, not to mention costumes, set design, and, of course, figure skating. One of the production's principal skaters, Matthew King, joins me now. I'll get him to tell us about working with Feld Entertainment on these shows, the reaction from audiences, kids of all ages, and the memorable music and characters we all know from timeless Disney works. I'll also ask him about skating, how long he's done it, and what benefits one might derive from taking it up. Visit DisneyOnIce.com for tickets and information. We spoke 2 weeks ago with Matthew joining me from Portland, Oregon, while on tour with the show. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Matthew King. Mr. King, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. You play Buzz in Disney on Ice Presents Magic in the Stars. Is this Buzz from the Toy Story?
Yes, I get to portray the role of Buzz Lightyear, and it's from the Toy Story movies. Also out there with me would be Jesse and Woody. We are trying to be victorious over the evil Zurg that is trying to take over the galaxy. And it's a very fun, interactive experience for the guests. They get to be involved in the show as well.
Yeah. What is it like, Matthew, when you hear the audience react to a beloved and memorable character like Buzz Lightyear? You know, this is a character that a lot of us know, a lot of us grew up with. That feeling that you don't even have to be on the ice yet. You probably hear it already from the audience, especially young people.
Yeah, that's true. Like,
that doesn't get old, does it?
No, it doesn't. Every time it's just feeling that energy and just being able to take it all in and just give it right back to the audience. It's indescribable. It's the best feeling when you get out there and everybody's just cheering for you, cheering for Buzz Lightyear.
You mentioned it's an interactive part of the program. That must be a great deal of fun for young audiences, especially to be part of a show like that. They're watching, right?
Yeah, they get to feel like they're a part of the show and get to be just, like I said, part of the show and just get to feel like they're right there with us being on the ice.
Have you skated at a young age, say? Did you start skating at a young age?
I started at the age of 7. Since I'm from Canada, uh-huh. My mom and dad put me into hockey, and then to improve my skating skills, they put me in figure skating, and I played hockey and figure skating until I was 13, 14, and then figure skating just took over. I just got better at figure skating than hockey.
Did you still follow hockey?
Oh, yes, I do. I love hockey.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, being from Vancouver, you naturally follow the sport in the news and sort of. I have a passing interest, I guess, in hockey. But one of the things that I've following it closely as I have in the last couple of years, is that the some of the better players are ones that have a background in figure skating. Can you explain how that works and why that would be so beneficial if you're a hockey player?
For the hockey player, it helps create like more of a glide. You get to know your edges better when you get into figure skating because they make you do all your edge work and just get powerful with knowing what part of the blade to push from, and it's just a better understanding of your skating skills.
Yeah, and if one has say great skill at skating altogether, figure skating or otherwise, does size matter if you're a hockey player? I mean, if you're a big guy, say, big and wide, for example, would you be a better hockey player because you have that figure skating background, say?
For hockey players, because when I was young, I was not that big of a of a kid. So, yeah, I would say that being bigger would help you being a hockey player. But also, if you're little, you can have a great deal of speed, so they would be hard to catch up with you as well on the ice.
Mm. Is it easier to learn skating, say, at a young age as opposed to taking it up in middle age, perhaps?
I would say that you learn quicker when you're younger, but like you can pick it up even when you're like an adult. Like you can get on the ice and still learn some things and get to know your body as well.
The other thing I've been I noticed is I've been following hockey, and this applies to your work, say touring. When you're in places where natural ice isn't something that occurs, so you know if you're in the southern part of the United States where it's a little warmer, is the ice not as good as it is, say, the further north you get up?
Every ice is a little bit different. Some ice are like softer, so it gives you more of a spring and bounce. Then other ice is harder, so it's just a little bit harder to get into the ice. You have to use your knees and ankles more and just get more grounded.
And so how much time, say you're in Portland today, as I understand, when you get into Vancouver, do you have time to practice on the ice that you're performing on before, say, the shows start?
Usually the day that we open, we come in a little bit earlier and we get to get off the ice for 20 to 30 minutes to just get our bearings and be able to do some of our tricks, some of our skating elements. Then also we do a thing that we do for is class, but we get everybody on the ice. And just to get used to the ice as well, we do edges and turns and all that kind of stuff just to get us back into the groove of things.
And this company that you're touring with, does it stay the same pretty much through the length of the tour, say?
Yes, the people that we start with rehearsals in will stay with us for the whole duration of the tour for the 7 day month that we're out on the road.
And what is that like to, when you're on the road with a bunch of people? You know, I mean, it is work at the end of the day. Do you manage to say? In your downtime, hang out? Is that something that a big company like this gets to do?
Yeah, when we're on our off days, we like to hang out and go venture around the cities together and just spend time. We're like a touring family, I would say. Mm-hmm. We all get along, and we're just here to put on the best show that we can for all the audiences and everybody that we go see around the States and around the world.
And what's the day for you like on a performance day? I mean, do you spend a lot of time, say, working out or training, warming up before a performance?
I usually like to get up a little bit earlier in the morning so I can make my way to the gym. I like to work out and get my body moving and get the blood flowing just so that my body's not so stiff and not ready to do my tricks. Mm-hmm. And then then I get myself ready and then breakfast and have my morning coffee, and then we head in, and right before I get on the ice, I do another warm-up just to get my body warm again and just to prevent injuries as well.
Yeah. You're performing in a show that you know has a lot of memorable, not just characters, but music most likely. What was your experience with Disney like growing up? Was this something that you were interested in or that was on in the house growing up, say?
Oh, we would always, I would always watch Disney movies and it would be on in the house. Yes, so I always have like my favorite Disney characters and everything on, and the songs that I know that we get to listen to every day that I never get tired of. So it's just a great atmosphere to be able to come in, see, and be a part of this great, amazing show.
And the audience, that's, you know, people that are probably older than you, obviously people that are younger than you. This is material. These are characters that stand the test of time, don't they? And they move generation to generation. That must be fun to work in within characters like that.
It is great just to see, like, from the kids to the adults, they all have their favorite characters, favorite Disney characters, and they all know all the songs that are up. Singing and dancing, so it's great to see on the audience that it's the show is for everybody.
What's your costume like? Is that heavy to wear? Is that a lot of stuff to put on?
No, I'm used to it now. It's everybody thinks it's heavy, but it's not that bad actually to skate in. You get used to it after a while.
Must be warm at least. Is it a little warmer than say some of the other costumes?
It does get a little bit warm out there, but. It's just great being out there performing, be able to put on this amazing show for everybody out in the audience that are coming to see it.
Yeah. Did you get back to, I understand you're from Watford, Ontario. Did you get back there often?
Usually after every tour, I go home and get to visit all my family and friends, so that's nice.
Yeah. That's still home base for you, is it?
Yes, that's home base for me.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm done touring, I go straight right back there. So it's a great home atmosphere.
I had to look it up because I wasn't familiar with Watford itself. I guess that's close to London, is that right?
Yes, it's about 35 minutes outside of London. It's just a small urban town with just about 1,500 people.
Yeah. Is it closer to the border than it is Toronto?
Yes, it's closer to the States than it is Toronto. Yeah. It's about 2.5 hours from the States. I mean, from Toronto.
Yeah. How long have you been on this current tour?
We started on this tour at the beginning of September. We had 2.5 weeks of rehearsals, and now we're out touring up and down the West Coast.
And the audiences must just love this stuff wherever you go, right?
Oh, the audience, like, just to hear the audience backstage and before you even get out there, it's amazing. Just the energy and the atmosphere that they bring, we just get it right on back to them.
What do you like listening to, say, not just in your downtime, but say just before a performance? Do you have music on, because you are performing with other people, but I'm assuming that as a performer, you like a little bit of quiet just before you start the show. Is there a way to tune out the rest of the world as you're preparing, say?
I like to listen to music while I get ready as well, and also like I said, some quiet time also, but I just like having a good time and just getting my body going in a good atmosphere and good frame of mind before I get out there and perform for everybody.
The other thing I was wondering about, Matthew, as I was preparing for a chat, is does skating, would that help with, say, older people in terms of their balance? Is that something you suggest that people take up?
Yes, skating is great for your balance. It helps with your core and everything. It's a different kind of exercise altogether, so it would be great for your balance and everything else that you want to help improve.
I appreciate your time today. You're awfully busy with the tour and the sort. I don't know, do I wish a skater well by saying break a leg? I guess I shouldn't do that, should I?
No, you can. A lot of people say that as well. It's just, I guess it's a thing of good luck.
Thanks for your time today. Appreciate it, Matthew.
No, thank you so much for having me.
The website for more is at DisneyOnIce.com. That's where you can get tickets and information on Disney on Ice presents Magic in the Stars. It's at the Pacific Coliseum here in Vancouver, Wednesday, the 27th of November through to December 1st. One of its principal skaters, Matthew King, joined me on the line from Portland, Oregon. In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Plata.